Good morning, this is Sheridan Sun Radio. It's time for your Monday news updates. I'm Gloria Namgenyi. Prime Minister Trudeau will be paying his first visit to U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington today. On the agenda will be a roundtable discussion on support for women in the workforce as well as trade issues. Trudeau said he's open to renegotiating NAFTA. He's also spoken out in support of Trump's approval of the Keystone XL pipeline, which would carry crude oil from Alberta to the Gulf Coast in the southern U.S. In more Trudeau news, Prime Minister's trip to China has been the most expensive one in the last decade at $1.8 million. During the trip, Trudeau also secured access for China to Canada's canola industry and opened up discussions about a Canada-China free trade agreement. As Prime Minister Trudeau faces pressure from opposition leaders to stand up to Trump on his controversial travel ban, the Liberals have introduced Bill C-23, which would enshrine into law controversial measures allowing U.S. Customs to conduct pre-clearance on Canadian soil. For Canadian travelers, this means if they refuse to answer questions by U.S. pre-clearance officers, they could risk arrest for failure to cooperate. A 47-year-old man has died after he was rushed to a hospital following a two-vehicle crash in Richmond Hill. Police say a minivan and pickup truck collided near Bathurst Street and King Road just before 4 a.m. King Road is expected to remain closed between Bathurst and Dufferin Street for several hours. In entertainment news, Adele is a big winner at this year's Grammys, taking home 5 awards. Meanwhile, Toronto's own Drake took home the Grammy for Best Hip-Hop Song for Hotline Bling. The late David Bowie earned 5 posthumous awards for his final album, Black Star. And in weather, we are sitting at -3 right now, feeling like -8 with a wind chill of 17 kilometers per hour and some light snow. That's all for now. This has been Sheridan Sun Radio News Updates.